Many of us embrace optimism and celebration, hallmarks of the holiday season. Whether you're preparing to light your menorah, pick out your Christmas tree, or gear up for the 7 days of Kwanzaa, this is a time of year many of us look forward to, perhaps more now than ever. And with constantly changing health directives, you may need a little guidance. Our Things to Do curator, Sonia Pendleton, can help with that. Tanya spoke with Morning Edition host Jennifer Lynn.
Hello, Tanya.
Hello, Jennifer. Hanukkah starts today, and there's a special event to commemorate it. This is the first of the holiday lightings on Boathouse Row, which continue through to Christmas and Kwanzaa. You can see it best from Martin Luther King Drive, currently closed to traffic, but if you do need to park, I'd suggest doing so in the public lot right behind the Art Museum. You can get a good view of Boathouse Row from there as well.
It's really such a festive way to get the holiday season going, and it's worth, I guess, a lot of pictures. You can put them on Instagram, right?
Exactly. The Betsy Ross House holds their annual menorah lighting tonight as well. You can see that in person and also virtually this year via their Facebook page. The ceremony starts at 4:30. And on Saturday, the Independent Seaport Museum hosts an online version of their Parade of Lights at 5:30 p.m. on their social media platforms.
It sounds so good. I have been really hungry for lights, Christmas lights, holiday lights this year. I don't know what it is. Tanya, is there something you look forward to each year?
It's Charlie Brown and the squad for me. For the last 20 years, ABC has had the broadcast rights to the Peanuts classic, A Charlie Brown Christmas, and the other Peanuts holiday specials. But this year, the rights to air the entire Peanuts catalog were sold to Apple TV Plus, and they've announced you can only watch it on Apple TV Plus.
And that disappointed a lot of fans.
It did, and they were very vocal about it on social media. Apple responded with some limited free showings on their platform. But on Sunday night at 7:30 p.m., you can see it right here on WHYY. So grab the kids, some snacks, and some blankets, and don't miss it.
Yay, public TV. It was definitely a family favorite in my home growing up, and it still is. It never seems to age.
The Peanuts are forever. Another holiday staple, the many productions of the Nutcracker. The Kimmel Center is streaming one of the most dynamic versions of the Tchaikovsky classic, the hip-hop Nutcracker. That starts streaming on Saturday night at 7 p.m., and there's a live panel discussion afterwards.
Yeah, and Curtis Blow is one of the founding fathers of hip-hop. He is in this, and he has a Christmas song, as I remember.
You are absolutely right. Christmas Rappin', part of the hip-hop holiday song canon.
Tanya, we started off talking about an outdoor holiday event. Are there any others that you recommend?
Yes. The Delaware Art Museum has reconfigured their winter festival by moving it outdoors. This year's event takes place on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on their grounds. There'll be music, entertainment, and a holiday market, and your ticket comes with museum access, so you can go inside and warm up if you get too cold. Capacity limits are in place, and advance registration is required.
I can see my breath just thinking about it, but it's nice to know there's a little station to warm up. Thank you. This is a great variety of holiday selections this week, Tanya. We will see you next week.
I will be here if you will be. Have a great weekend, Jennifer.
Thank you. Take care.